Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let the record show that sometimes Jake angers me right before I go back on air.
Let the record show that it's completely done on purpose.
Right, I know. then I have no time to respond.
Yes.
And I'm just...
It's the only time of day that you can't respond to me.
Right.
Like, usually...
So I'm left with anger to fuel me immediately after that.
Love
so
you,
let's,
buddy.
Yeah. The best jokes are when Jake tells them and just laughs.
They really
That's
are
on
the
his
best.
Own, right? Right.
They really
even,
are the
can't
best.
Can't even say it without laughing.
I know.
So.
It's great.
Yeah, then you're going to have to tune in to the Jake Pounder Show every commercial break right here.
Morning Cup of Jake.
Sports Radio 810. It's excellent.
4 minutes of
let's,
time.
Let's make some picks now. How about that? Mike's got this. Mike DePasquale in the law offices of DePasquale Moore. If you or your loved one has been hurt in a car wreck, remember, Mike's got this. We'll see if Mike's got the picks this week. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in Oklahoma right now, so I'm missing you guys this morning.
Oklahoma? That's,
oh, yeah.
What's going on in Oklahoma?
Down at the lake?
Down at the lake, man. Closing up for the winter. Maybe do some fishing later with my son because they don't have school today. So I'm looking at the lake right now. It looks pretty nice out there. I think we got the same weather here as we do in KC, but... We're about to get some Buffalo weather coming. I mean, it trailed the Chiefs from Buffalo. 50s, gray, and rainy for the next week, right?
Well, it's going to be there's going to be some storms are brewing for the Sunflower Showdown.
Uh-oh.
And that's just the tremendous emotion pouring in from the sidelines. Let's get right to it. The Sunflower Showdown, 11 a.m. tomorrow or on Saturday. Let's hear from Jake Pounders. Give us the numbers.
Let's get to the numbers.
All right, the Sunflower Showdown.
That's right, the Sunflower Showdown, 11 a.m. on FS1 and right here on Sports Radio 810, Kansas at Kansas State. 19.5-point favorite the Wildcats are at home. The total on this game, 48.5. Kansas at Kansas State, 11 a.m. What do you like there, Mike?
Well, before I tell you what I like, you guys just gave me revisiting. I get some PTSD from that Charlie Weiss Sunflower Showdown riff. Right there.
Oh, I got more where that came from.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about K-State.
So when KU hired him, I was pumped. I was like, Charlie Weiss, come on, Patriots offense coordinator. Hey, tough to win at Notre Dame. You know, a lot of high expectations. And I called a buddy of mine who played for was on the Patriots, I think, of their second Super Bowl team. So Weiss was there, and I was, you know, all ecstatic, and he laughed. He said, he's going to do terrible. He said, he's not going to relate to college kids. He said, I played for him. It's going to be a disaster. And he was right. So every time I hear that Sunflower Showdown deal, which is often, I revisit that conversation. And I, of course, dismissed it as him not knowing what he's talking about. And lo and behold, the guy I played for him was right, huh? This game, though, K-State over, even though they're starting a freshman quarterback, they're going to put him in positions to succeed. They're not going to do anything crazy. I look for K-State to control the line of scrimmage. They've done every game this year, and I don't see you could pick another way. I mean, do you guys disagree?
Nate, what do you think?
What are you going to do?
I think the loss of Puka.
Yeah, I'll give KU credit. They covered last week because of Puka's return at the
right
end of the game. And they did come out actually ready to play last week. They got up 10-0 in the game. Yeah,
I'm surprised the spread isn't more, to be honest
with
you. Especially now.
Yeah, right.
I think my guess is the reason for that is the freshman quarterback that you talked about, Mike, in that, you know, K-State has not put up a ton of points recently here, and so maybe that's just a question. I think that's more of a, they feel like, I'm guessing the odds makers and the people that are gambling feel like K-State's going to control the game, but maybe their offense isn't explosive enough to go run up the score on them like they do a lot of times. I still, even though KU covered last week, I just don't see how you could ever bet on Kansas. I just, no matter what the number is, and I don't remember the last time that K-State showed up for a Sunflower Showdown where they weren't ready to play. I don't remember them overlooking Kansas a single time. And like you just said, Mike, without Puka Williams, I mean, they've got a couple decent... Actually, KU's got a couple decent receivers. They got a decent running back, but they get beat at the line of scrimmage. They still have no idea what's going on at the quarterback situation. I mean, they have no answer at quarterback right now, as far as I can tell.
what are you going to do?
And they've lost their, best player offensively. So, yeah, I don't see how you could, with good conscience, put money on KU right now. I don't know how you could do it.
Well, like you said, there's no way that K-State's not going to show prepared to play, and they've won the battle of the line at scrimmage every single game this year. And what's KU's most glaring weakness is, you know, the offensive line. They've been pushed around every game, and you know, I expect the same. I mean, Chris Klieman, I say it every week, but man, that guy's such a good football coach.
Yep.
Okay, he played a freshman quarterback in his first start on the road against a fabulous coach and a team that's always ready to play, and beat them and controlled the game. They didn't you know luck into that win at TCU a couple weeks ago. They controlled that game, and so I don't see you do anything else than what we picked. K-State, I get what you're saying. The points, you know, they're not an offensive juggernaut, but KU, so many three and outs. I don't see you pick anything else than what we said.
What can we take anything from the fact? So we just talked about how KU actually showed up in Morgantown a little ready to play. Like, the defense made some nice plays at the beginning of the game. They had the West Virginia fans were booing their offense. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Meanwhile, Les Miles was home with COVID and tweeting about the game. Do we take anything from the fact that the best performance KU's had this year came with their head coach not there? Is there anything you can take from that, or does that not mean anything?
Man, I can't answer that question. I've never been in that situation. I do remember when I was in college, actually my first year at KU Law School, San Diego, where I played, was undefeated, and I think they were 5-6-0 at the time, and I get a phone call from one of my buddies, and he says, hey, we just fired the head coach. There was an internal investigation going on about some issues he had. They fired him, and the rest of the season they played tremendous. It wasn't because they didn't like the past coach. It was just a change of scenery. But that was an entire season going forward. I don't know how it impacts the one game. I don't know. I can't answer that. But something happened because you're right. They came out ready to play on defense. They were fired up. And what I say all the time is, you know, people like to mock KU. Oh, they got bad players. They don't have bad players. Those guys are all 85 guys on scholarship, just like K-State has. Unfortunately, there's a culture of losing going on at KU right now, and it's really hard to break that cycle. And every year it just gets a little bit harder and a little bit harder. It's going to get broken. It got broken with Mangino. Don't know when, but I think that's the issue. They just have a culture of losing. It's tough to break. It's easy to get in that rut and hard to get out of it.
Okay.
All right, well, next game is Mizzou hosting Kentucky. The schedule's been all over the place, but finally settles for now, and we get Kentucky at Mizzou. And Mizzou has lost 5 games in a row in this series. Jake Pounders, what are the numbers?
The numbers, Kentucky at Missouri on the road in Columbia. Wildcats, 5.5-point favorite over the Tigers. The total on this game, 47. Kickoff, 3 p.m. on SEC Network. What do you like, Mike?
No, I like the Tigers, and I like the over. That goal line stand they had against LSU a couple weeks ago, that was amazing. I didn't watch that whole game, but I watched that stand. To stop LSU from the 1-yard line with 4 cracks, that's awesome. And that quarterback, Steven, as you noted, that kid's really good. He's really good. So I think Missouri, Kentucky's a good squad, well coached, but I got Missouri. I got the over. I think Missouri's defense needs to step it up some. That's something good to build off of, though, what they did last week. That's really tough to do. That was probably a 1 in 100 chance you stop a team like LSU 4 times from the 1-yard line.
I like it.
Yeah, and especially the way the defense had played, I never expected that's the way that game would end. It felt like that game specifically was one of the games where you thought whoever has the ball last is going to win, and then finally a defense showed up, and it was Mizzou's. It was not Bo Pelini's. Now let's move on and get the Chiefs and Broncos on Sunday. Jake,
Chiefs coming off a cover on the road in Buffalo as they traveled to Denver. Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite over the Broncos currently. Kickoff at 3:25 on CBS. The total of this game, 46.5. What do you like, Mike?
Chiefs over.
Right, yes.
No, seriously, what I saw at Denver last week, that game against the Patriots set football back, you know, I don't know, 30 years. They might have broken out the wishbone on one of those teams. I told you, I'm not going to pick against the Chiefs as long as they have Patrick Mahomes, so probably 15 years of picking with the Chiefs in front of me. And so, yeah, I got the Chiefs in the over. I think what you saw last week was a really mature win. It reminded me of a lot of the wins Tom Brady had with the Patriots. The teams would say, listen, we're not going to let Brady beat us. And teams are saying that with Mahomes right now. Are you going to let Tyreek Hill take the top off your defense every play? Kelce get in the middle? No, you're going to drop seven guys. You're going to dare the Chiefs to run against you. And the Chiefs rose to the occasion. You got a patchwork offensive line. And how would we put 246 yards rushing on the board? Was that it? Something like
yeah.
that? I expect more of the same versus Denver. And I expect teams to continue to try to do what the Bills and the Raiders did against the Chiefs, and that's the only way to beat them. Because if you let Mahomes pick you apart down the field, there's zero chance you're going to beat them. Otherwise, I guess you try to keep the game close like the Bills. And that really wasn't a close game. The score showed it was, but the Chiefs controlled that game from you know the kickoff. So Chiefs in the over, no question.
Mike, tell people if they need your services, how they can get a hold of you.
Mike'sGotThis.com. You can visit us there, and there's plenty of pictures of me there. You can look at if you want to do that. No, I'm kidding. Mike'sGotThis.com, 816-888-7500 or 785-ALL-4s.
Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, okay? Thank you very much.
Yep, you do the same thing. Mike's got this every week, every Thursday, right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.